Differences in bathing culture. When I first heard about Japan's onsen culture, I was very surprised that people felt comfortable being naked around people they did not know. I was not sure how something so foreign to me could be common sense to Japanese people until I learned that it was common for people to take baths together as a family and go to the onsen starting at a very young age. Because neither are a common practice in the United States, I was very hesitant to go to the onsen for the first time, and it seemed quite daunting to go by myself. At the time, I was scared of the thought of being naked around people I did not know, and was afraid that people would stare at me because I looked different. Before I started living in Japan, the closest thing to an onsen that I had ever experienced was a jacuzzi, a large bath that can hold about 4 people with jets that are used to massage the body. Even though it is common for ordinary people to have their own personal jacuzzi, people will still put on bathing suits before going in. I was not sure that I would ever go to the onsen and decided that I would probably only go to a private onsen. It took me a while before deciding to go, and going with my friend helped me to overcome the uncomfortable thoughts I had. After finally going to the onsen, I immediately understood why people liked it and why they felt comfortable. Even though I was not sure about how I would feel about going to the onsen, I was relieved that I was not only able to relax and enjoy the experience, but that I was also looking forward to the next time that I could go. It goes without saying that onsen are not as popular in the United States as they are in Japan. But I was surprised to find out that there are also onsen in the United States. Onsen in the United States are typically referred to as hot springs and are most common on the West Coast. The most famous are the Glenwood Hot Springs in Colorado. It is the world's largest mineral hot springs pool and has been open to the public since 1888. I hope that I can try going to a hot spring in the United States someday.